Just want to share with you just a few thoughts about the birth of Christ. You know, when we look at the birth of Christ, many people in our culture are more focused on Santa and all that goes on with that. And the story of Jesus is kind of, to them, maybe a little bit of a fairy tale or something that's not fully true. But if you read up in history, you will find that the story about Jesus is actually in other documented manuscripts outside of the Bible. That there is quite a few manuscripts that show that the birth of Christ actually happened. Josephus, one of the historians, wrote about this Jesus that appeared in Galilee. And Herod, who was the king at the time, obviously he saw Jesus was very real because he wanted to kill him. And he actually killed many of the babies in Bethlehem to try and get rid of Jesus. But yes, Jesus was very much born in history. But what's difficult is the infinite side of this mysterious birth of Jesus. You see, because Jesus is actually the Son of God, there is part of us that has a hard time because our brains are made for the finite. We can understand that 2 and 2 is 4. But when, you know, if you look at the coverings on the windows and you think of the stars and if you look up into the night sky, there is something that just boggles our brain that space actually goes on forever. And there is something that God is teaching us in what He has created to show us that there is something beyond ourselves, that there is something that goes on forever. Our brains can't quite cope with it, but there is enough reasonable enough that we look at nature and we can see, yes, there is something that goes beyond what I can understand. And so when it comes to Jesus, a lot of times it's easier not to think of Him as God, because there's too much we don't understand. And I don't care if you've been a Christian a short time, or you don't know Christ, or you've been a Christian a long time. It is difficult to wrap your head around everything that there is to know about God. But the God of the universe has a lot of mystery about Him, which makes sense. If God is infinite, there is going to be some mystery about Him that we don't get. But I want us this morning, as you contemplate the birth of Jesus, to just let it sit with you a little bit and ponder and think about that mysterious side that doesn't have any answers easily. To think that the God of the universe, this infinite God, is born as a finite, fragile little child. There's a whole lot of mystery around that. To think that the God of the universe, this King, this powerful Lord of the universe, would choose to be born in a stable, in a barn, in an animal feeding trough. What was that about? There's a lot of mystery in that. To think that the King of Kings would first appear, not to other kings, the most important people in the world, but He chose to show Himself to a young virgin girl. A girl that, in those days, girls were not terribly important other than for making babies. They were often seen as property. And then He appears to these lowly shepherds. Shepherds were also the lowlifes. Those were the people that would do the jobs that nobody else wanted to do. And God chose to talk to them first. Amazing. He's not born among kings, even though He is a king. And He's not born at, you think out of all the times God could have chosen to have Jesus born, He's not born at a time where the video clip can go viral. Right? And then in that time, He chooses to go to the shepherds and a few people in a small village. Like, why? Wouldn't you want to just shout it out everywhere? I'm here. And He doesn't do it. He relies on the shepherds. Seems pretty risky. And he doesn't give the shepherds this concrete, you know, seven-step plan of here's the high points of what I want you to share. He just shows himself and he leaves it up to them to talk about it. And in an atmosphere where the powers of the world wanted Jesus dead, God allows him to be born as this most fragile, risky little baby. And then he's born as a Jew, one of the lowliest tribes in the world at that time. And then he brings wise men from a totally different country, Gentiles, to come and see him. And the angels in Luke chapter 2 sing of him bringing peace on earth. And yet Jesus never lifted a weapon. And everything about Jesus' birth has been foretold for thousands of years before his birth in all kinds of different authors, in all different types of time periods and social status, and yet they all come together in one consistent message. A Savior is going to be born at this location. And he answered all of those prophecies when he was born. And this little baby is born for one mysterious purpose. He's born to die. Wow. And then he comes back to life. And this little baby, we don't even hardly even hear about him for the first 30 years. And he only lives for 33 years. And yet he's tucked away for 30 of those years. And with all the questions coming, longing to be answered in this baby, when Jesus finally does start to preach and share, you know what he does? He asks questions instead of giving answers. You read the Gospels, you read the book, you will find Jesus asked like something like 300 and some questions. You know how many times he answered those questions? I think it's about 3. And even though it's kind of like, I could really use some more. But Jesus wants us to get thinking. He doesn't want to make God into this little box that has all the answers, because he knows that the infinite is so big. So I guess my question for us this morning is, do you want to keep the mystery in Christmas? Are you willing to take some time to ponder and just to think about it? Let that mystery sit with you for a while and be amazed at this God who goes beyond the finite. Do you make God fit in this nice little box? Do you make Jesus just a moral teacher so that you don't have to deal with the infinite side? You have a choice this Christmas. And the beautiful thing is that when we open ourselves up to allow mystery, this love and power and truth and peace and grace of Jesus can come rushing in as we allow Jesus, the God of the universe, come into our hearts, which is another mystery. Love to talk to you about it if you're interested to know more. But Jesus loves you, and he's still alive today, and he is good.